I would imagine that we should start. Sistombi Putpen, if you can give guidance in that regard.
If we are good to go.
We can start, Chairperson.
All right, perfect. Well, let me take this opportunity to welcome you, honorable colleagues, to our meeting this morning with ESCOM. Welcome the delegation from ESCOM and the department this morning.
Recording in progress.
But I think that before we start, colleagues, there is an issue that I must raise, Chairperson of the board. We received a 127-page presentation yesterday. Our deadline, which we had asked to be made for the submission, was last week, Thursday. And this is increasingly becoming a trend, and I'm trying as much as possible to be very calm, because it is a trend that we have been observing with ESCOM day in and day out when a hearing has been scheduled. I'm not sure how we are expected to function optimally, effectively, and efficiently when, for all intents and purposes, we are given a paper mill on the eve of a hearing as complex as this one. Besides the fact that I don't think it's practical, I don't think it's fair. But what is of significant concern is the fact that this has been going on for quite a while now. And I just think, quite frankly, ESCOM needs to take us into confidence, and DPE, as to whether this is how they want us to continue. I have been tempted to lobby colleagues that we just cancel this hearing this morning. But every time we cancel, it's a victory for non-accountability, and it's a victory for non-oversight. And seemingly, ESCOM has decided to define its own terms of reference in terms of how it will do things, and quite frankly, has got little due regard, actually. At the very least, for a healthy working relationship. This kind of conduct is totally unacceptable. And I want to indicate that I've now reached a point where I'm at the end of my tether, the end of my rope. And I am taking this matter up with the House Chairperson, and if the presiding officers need to intervene, then they must, so that ESCOM can clarify us what they will determine how oversight will take place, and if this is how they want to do things. It's got all the hallmarks of telling the rest of us to go jump off the nearest cliff, actually. 127-page presentation on complex financial matters, and us having to chase after ESCOM and DPE when the deadline was not met. And then yesterday, an email comes through at 12:55 saying that here's the presentation, but it has not been approved. And so we're sitting there for all of whatever perspective, a draft presentation, whom, even if we chose to delve into to prepare, could have been changed. Not that presentations may not be amended, but when there's a wholesale qualification to say there is no approval of a presentation, where does that place the committee for preparation? Our administrative staff is unable to proceed effectively and efficiently with the work. to be quite frank, I am just sick and tired of having to repeat the same thing over and over again, colleagues. I'm sorry, I just feel like I must raise it in those strong terms. Because day in and day out, every time ESCOM has to appear before us, we constantly have to wrangle about due process and an inability to communicate efficiently, as if we are a bunch of unreasonable people in this committee if there are challenges. But it cannot be right that on the eve of a meeting such as this one, which has long been communicated, then we get a paper dump. So I note Honorable Hadebe, I will come to you because you are one of the lead members this morning, so that DPE and ESCOM can clarify this matter once and for all. And then we know how to proceed. But what we are not going to do is give a victory to non-accountability. It's not going to happen, if maybe that is the modus operandi to create an element of frustration for us in this committee. Honorable Hadebe and Honorable Van Minen.
No, thanks, Chair. I just have one question to the board chair. Chairperson, for your board meetings and subcommittees, when do you receive agendas and supporting document in preparation for your board meetings?
Do you want me to answer straight away?
Yes,
we receive them about 7 days before our board meetings.
So are you deliberately undermining our oversight role and responsibilities, indirectly undermining the voters of this country by giving us a 127 document less than 24 hours before our meeting for us to prepare? And even when you have done so, you're telling us that it's still awaiting approval. Are you doing that deliberately or what?
I think it's inappropriate actually to place this responsibility on me, but I will tell you what my response is. I have urged and tried to encourage the staff at ESCOM that prepare for these meetings to be on time and to do things properly. I've been doing that. I actually don't like receiving documents that are over 100 slides or pages that one has to read within 24 hours. I think the people at ESCOM know that from me, and remember that this whole process has to be triangulated through the department. It's not simply coming from ESCOM. So I think the processes should be...
Chairperson, with due respect, you receive documentation for your board meetings 7 days prior to the meeting. You are the chairperson of the board. You ought to have made sure that 7 days prior to this meeting, Parliament has received the sufficient document. It's a norm as per your...
No, I think you're making a mistake, sir. You're making a mistake.
I'm asking the question for you to give us direct answers. When did you submit? That was a deliberate question for you to tell us, when did you submit to Parliament for us to be able to effect our oversight roles and responsibility rationally and reasonably? When did you submit this report to us?
Well, the report is submitted to the Department of Public Enterprises before it comes to you people.
When?
So I think there is a triangulation in this process. So it's not simply ESCOM working directly with the committee. It's ESCOM working through the department to the committee.
Honorable Hadebe. Honorable Hadebe, bam. Just hold that thought momentarily. Hold it. I think let's give Honorable Van Minen, and the department must explain it.
Yeah.
Must explain it so that, yeah. Abonje, Gila, I'm here.
I can understand.
Let's, Honorable Van Minen.
Thanks very much, Chair, and good morning to everyone. Look, I do want to express the fact that it is a problem that the documents arrive so late. We are very busy. I mean, everybody's busy. I get that. But we really have not had time to read these documents to the depth that we should do so. In fact, I've had to prepare largely on the SIU documentation. And I just want to put that on record, that it really does make it difficult when we don't get documentation on time. Thank you.
Let me just check here, right? DPE, because what I want to be clear about is that the deadline was last week Thursday. And we've been chasing after this submission the whole weekend. The whole weekend. And then it arrived at 12:55 yesterday. It's seemingly as if, Nje, here we need to toe the line of DPE and ESCOM. That's what it is. So I would like an explanation before we proceed. Why is this happening and what's its intention, so that when I proceed with this matter to the presiding officers, at least I've got a basis upon which to do so. Because I'm just not going to do this again. I'm not prepared to subject the committee to a public perception that when we are preparing for meetings, when asking questions, we are just ticking boxes, and to make ignorance out of us, to make fools out of us publicly, as if we are unable to deal with the matters with the seriousness that it deserves. This is a setup, actually. So, Deputy Minister, I see that you indicating to speak, and I see the DG. You can get an explanation on this thing, because it's happened before, I've raised it before, and I'm beginning to sound like a broken record. DM, over to you.
No, thank you. Thank you very much, Honorable Chair, and greetings to the honorable members, as well as the board of ESCOM and the executives. Perhaps, Chair, I would like the Director General, from an administrative point, to really take the meeting to confidence in terms of the process that unfolded, in specifically with respect to this inconvenience, Honorable Chair, which I fully understand and appreciate the anguish the honorable members are expressing. But maybe, perhaps, Chair, if you could accede, can I ask the Director General to talk to this matter?
No, that's fine, DM. That's agreeable.
Good morning, Chairperson, and good morning to honorable members, the Chairperson of ESCOM, and others who are on the line. Chair, we have... we have taken to heart the very strong words that you have expressed on the time that it has taken to get the PEC to SCOPA, to the committee. And Chair, can we, if there was an error on our side, I think it's maybe we should have communicated the complexity as well as the level of effort that is required to compile the information that we are asked to come and share with yourselves this morning. We had received a letter on the 16th of August, 2021, with the date set for today. And this process would be different there. To the process, for instance, that produced the board packs in an SOC. As we know, the board agendas tend to be quite set out well ahead of time, and they sit on a quarterly basis. So there are processes that are already quite mature in producing that information. This one was quite a unique request. And if anything, we probably erred in not asking the committee to give us more time, as can be seen from the PEC. It's quite detailed information that needs to be provided, and there's assurance processes that both within ESCOM and within DPE, that we need to go through to ensure that information that is shared with yourselves and the South African public is accurate. And obviously it meets with the standards of accountability that you require. The commitment, Chair, that we want to make is that we'll certainly communicate timeously on the lead times that would be required, number one. Number two, we'll ensure that information, as you have put it, is presented to the committees, at least from what I've understood, Thursday before the Tuesday meeting will be the deadline. We'll ensure we adhere to that going forward, Chair. That's the commitment that we can make. And we want to reiterate, Chair, that we take the responsibility appearing before Parliament to account for how South African people's resources have been managed, and also to inform them on the progress that we're making where there happens to be challenges, as is quite apparent with the report that has been put before you very seriously. We want to apologize for the situation that we have put the committee in this morning. We are making a commitment that we shall improve going forward. Maybe I should stop there, Chair. Thank you so much.
DM, I know that you had deferred this to the DG, and I want to say, whilst the explanation is noted, the apology is not accepted. Precisely because we have been down this road before, and this was not a new meeting, it was a continuation of a meeting which we had had on the very same matters. And what I want to place on record is that this committee is not going to become victim of the micromanagement of ESCOM, whatever kind of relationship that you have. We had to chase after this presentation, after the deadline had been met, simply because there was no will on the part of DPE or ESCOM to actually just comply or to explain to us what was going on. And even when the presentation arrived yesterday, it was that it had still not been approved. And so we were actually preparing in a vacuum, even with those very tight timelines, as Honorable Van Minen was saying, and Honorable Hade was expressing. Honorable Liz.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and good morning to everyone. Mr. Chairman, I'm not aware of, and I could very easily be wrong, of any reason that a submission of a report requested by SCOPA from an entity such as ESCOM has to be approved by the relevant department or minister. And it seems to me that part of the problem, if not the whole problem, is that the reports are channeled via the department rather than via the minister's office and liaison officer in Parliament to the committee. And unless there is some kind of legal restriction on us, and I, over my years in Parliament and committees, frequently have seen reports come directly to the relevant committee and not go via a department, but those might not have been appropriate, and so I stand open to correction. Can we then resolve that in future all reports from ESCOM get sent, they can be sent to the department and the ministry, but they also get sent directly to us, and we can assess then the actual content of the report timeously, but also whether ESCOM actually are the culprits here. So, Mr. Chairman, that's my request, is that in future, reports from ESCOM get directed to us as well as to the department and ministry, and a failure to do so, we take action if we legally able to. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Liz. I will come back to that, because there was something that was drawn to my attention, and the legality of it is what you were raising. So we'll come back to that. I just need to pull out my notes on this matter. Honorable Hadebe, I've noted the hand of the DG.
No, thanks, Chair. I have not had any response in terms of the timelines. The only timeline I had is that of the 16th. I've asked specifically, when did ESCOM submit the report to the department, and how long does it take for it? In fact, how much time does the department need to prepare a report of this nature? So we want to deal specifically with issues of non-compliance or deliberate undermining of parliament in this regard. That can only happen if we are told exactly what transpired to us receiving the document at 2 o'clock yesterday. So when did ESCOM submit to the department for approval?
All right, Babu Somyo, and then ESCOM and DPE will come in to respond to those questions.
Well, thank you very much. Good morning, Chairperson, colleagues, and the Deputy Minister and the ESCOM team. With the risk of raising my own comment, for the indulgence of the committee chair, can I plead with you, just allow the hard question to be answered before I can get in.
All right. All right. No, that's fine. So that we can avoid that risk. Okay, let's get responses to those questions. Then Honorable Somyo will come in afterwards.
Yeah. But Chair, if I can respond, the report was received by the department yesterday morning. And we obviously sought to submit it as quickly as we could. And we had requested the parliamentary liaison officer, though it must still receive the minister's approval. We had asked to submit it to the committee, so the committee at least has the report in their hands. So we processed it in the department, went through it, obviously, so that we are in a position to advise minister as to its appropriateness for the request that had been made. If I can also just say that I think the with regard to the comments that Honorable Liz had made, I think I'll await the. I think the point that you're making on legal advice, I think, would probably speak to what I wanted to say. But let me pause here. Thank you.
All right, Honorable Hadebe, the response is that the DPE received the presentation yesterday.
Only yesterday morning. Precisely my point, Chair. Hence, I deliberately ask ESCOM whether it is reasonable and justifiable to get the document on the eve of the meeting, if in their board meetings they receive the information 7 days before. They submit the report only yesterday morning.
When did you submit? I think that's the question. When did you, in this triangulation, when did you send through your, and I use the term triangulation reservedly.
Well, I can only say that the report was submitted on Friday, not yesterday.
All right.
To the department.
All right. No. It's fine. Babu Somyo?
Well, Chair, the risk which we are somewhat seek to navigate is getting closer into a scenario of authentication. One, the department seeking to satisfy itself on the narrative of any report that is carried through to any department or sector as the responsible authority over ESCOM. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It is in their purview to do so. The problem that we have is the observance of time for us to be able to read thoroughly, to analyze the report, and for us to ask relevant questions as per the report forwarded to us at a time of our engagement with ESCOM. So the fairness is on the timing of such kind of a report, whether between ESCOM and the department. But for us, it should be known that our preference as a regularized timeline, the report was supposed to be received by us by Thursday last week, and it did not happen. Since it did not happen, it somewhat put us into a disadvantage. Even if we continue with the meeting, it means that we would be at a high level of risk of both relevance of our own attendance into matters that are raised by the report, something that we don't want. We really need to make that contribution to both the sustenance of the institution ESCOM, and at the same time, to ensure that Parliament see the accountability in the proper sense of the institutions that ought to account to Parliament from time to time. And therefore, this one is not on. It is not acceptable. And we can't really accept that we receive the report in the eve of a discussion of such complex matters that relate to ESCOM. And though that is the case, I think Lias makes a proposition that while they would make it their compliant factor to send the report to the ministry, it would be fair that at the same time, we ought to receive that report. If there's anything that is odd in the report, the ministry could ask for the amends of such in time, so that when we have that discussion, at least we have seen the report that has been prepared by ESCOM in good time. There is absolutely no way that would somewhat interfere with the timing of such. It is even worse in this situation that if the report was received on Monday by the department, and ESCOM says they sent the report on Friday to the department, it looks like even if that report was sent to us directly, the report was late prepared by ESCOM in any event. So in this instance, we really need to strongly thumb down the fact that the ESCOM response has failed to meet the expected timelines. And therefore, it's not a fact of triangulation or this and that. It's a matter as well of the fact that their own processes were a bit delayed in this instance. So in whatever we debate, in whatever we discuss, no committee, no individuals who are saying in a way would want to indulge into the instances of applying their minds into such intricate detail in as far as ESCOM operations and responding to us on matters that have been referred to them in a fair way. Would be unfair to ESCOM, would be unfair to ourselves, would be unfair to parliamentary accountability processes. My view, Chair, is that we must as well, while strongly object to what has happened, indeed, let's not put ourselves into a situation where we would have to be unfair to the entirety of the process. And we throw it back to ESCOM and the department in terms of their response and plan
futuristic is that at least they should model their own responses quite appropriately in terms of the required timelines when they have to forward these kinds of reports. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. In whatever way you look at it, none of the timelines are met. And I want to reiterate the point, colleagues. We are not unreasonable as this committee. We are not. We were supposed to have met with the South African Post Office. The minister sent in correspondence explaining reasonable and sound grounds for a request for a postponement, and we granted it. There was an issue of an investigation on ESCOM matters, and the request was made that we give the department and ESCOM space and time to deal with those matters, and we granted it. So as much as, quite frankly, you know, I would like to believe I'm not hard-headed, but I can be. And we have been very flexible as this committee, understanding all the intricacies when we just didn't have to actually. And then now we're being set up. Honorable Hadebe, Honorable Van Minen, and Honorable Dolashe, I expected to carry this hearing today, which is a continuation, not a new hearing. It's not new. And then now they must hear us, be expected to sit and ask cosmetic questions, and we tick boxes and say, is this committee we met with ESCOM? And I think that is why I'm actually annoyed. I'm not even angry, I'm annoyed. It's not right. It is not right. Honorable Liz, on the question you posed, having asked on this matter before, I was advised that the shareholder compact is the one that dictates that there has to be the presentations and reports and submissions to Parliament go via the department. I'm paraphrasing here. So that's what I got. And so that's why I flagged the question of legality that you put. And quite frankly, I am very much in support of your proposal that we just get these things ourselves. All right, colleagues, I want to get guidance. Do we proceed? And then the DG wants to... I see his hand. Honorable Lader, maybe before, let me take you, and then the DG can give final responses to the issues that have been made. But what we must not subject ourselves to is malicious compliance and a malicious meeting, where we meet for the sake of meeting. But we are in the hands of the lead members. Honorable Hadebe.
Thanks, Chair. I wanted to say, by the way, we still don't have approved the report. We don't know the status of this report that was finished to us.
Yeah, fair enough. You're quite right. You're quite right. Babdiji.
And thank you, Chair. Chair, can I just correct myself? The chair of the board is actually correct. I've just been brought to my attention that the report actually came through on Friday night, 22/17. I was referring to the time that it got to my office. It was yesterday, 10 o'clock. My apologies about that. And we have taken, we appreciate the advice and guidance provided by Honorable Somyo in terms of streamlining our processes to ensure that we're able to meet the timelines as communicated, that the Tuesday meetings, the reports must be in by Tuesday to the committee. We'll ensure that we adhere to that. Thank you.
Let me do this. DM, Chairperson DG, if there's one thing I guard against is the integrity of this committee. And the one thing I like most about this committee that most people might not know is that I'm the youngest one here of these members. So besides them being colleagues, I have got a particular regard it's just the due regard I have. And what I will not do or allow is to subject them to something which is fundamentally wrong in terms of principle and process. It has been raised before and continues to be deliberately done. In one meeting, the CEO of Eskom pointed out that there are so many of these meetings that you must attend in Parliament. Fair point, valid point. And as far as possible as this committee, we have endeavored to give a reasonable lead time to our meetings. And we have not at any point received something that says there's a clash or you will not be ready. We've never. And so when we send correspondence and we don't get responses, I assure you my assumption is that we're good to go. So it's like what people say in relationships, whether it's a marriage, no mum told. Communication is key. Talk to each other. And if we don't agree to something, the committee will say so, would know here we are not in agreement with you. So this whole thing, Inje, is an administrative mess which sits squarely at the door of ESCOM and the Department of Public Enterprises. It's your fault. You are jointly and severally responsible for this mess up. So colleagues, let's do this. We're going to postpone this meeting in order to give Honorable Hadebe, Honorable Van Minen and Honorable Dulashe the time to go through the voluminous presentation of 127 pages. And then, colleagues, we will find a date and we will communicate it. And then ESCOM and DPE will communicate back on that date. And then we get an assurance at some point by the end of today that the presentation that our colleagues will be preparing on with the other documentation from the SIU has been approved. It will be regrettable if we have to continue babysitting such big entities on the basics of due process. This is Administration 101. If not grade 12 or maybe grade 8, it's basic. And this is just totally unacceptable. It's a rookie schoolboy mistake. And I hate the fact that DM, DG, Chairperson, we will end up creating a public narrative that there is a tension between SCOPA and ESCOM in the department. Whereas none exists, all we're trying to do is do our job. These kind of things muddy the waters, unnecessarily so. So Honorable Van Minen, Honorable Hadebe, Honorable Dulashe, we will liaise with you as to when you will be readily available. And even here, we had given a lead time which was less than 7 days. And you had been prepared to work through the whole weekend to actually deal with this. And I appreciate that as well. And then we will communicate as to when we do that. The last point I want to make is that then ultimately this thing wastes Parliament's time. It wastes taxpayers' money. There's so much wrong with public finance management in this country, we could be dealing with other things. Because if communicated on time, we can slot someone else into this time slot. Now we can't do that. It's a waste of, and time is money, time is resources, And time is a public good for this committee. And the inability to appreciate that on its own smacks of the highest level of undermining of Parliament. And like I've said, I will be taking this matter up with the presiding officers so that they can deal with it. Because it's not happening for the first time. So Honorable Van Minen, Honorable Pat Debe, and Honorable Dosh will be in your hands and you will give guidance and we'll find a date within the next 10 days, which, because we are reasonable people, amicable to all parties. And if it means finding a time slot in one of the evenings, as we always do, then we'll do so. It's no problem, right? Honorable Hatebe and Honorable DM, and then we will bring it to a close. Then we'll start with the chair of the board and then the DM, right? Honorable Hatebe with an H.
Thanks, Chair. Can we please get a confirmation now whether or not the report is approved for our perusal? I don't want to embark on a process or engage in an exercise that would be futile, reading a report that is not approved. Is it too much to ask if we can get that confirmation?
No, it's not. It's reasonable. You can, yeah, that yeah, question can be responded to, yeah.
That's dealing with a multi-billion entity here. Ours has to be meticulous when we deal with these reports. We don't want to be viewed like other DGs when they appeared before Zondo Commission, that in Parliament, members are not the sharpest knife in the drawer, because that is done deliberately to frustrate us in not forwarding reports on time. Please, can we get that assurance that this is the approved report? We can go ahead.
Okay, there's that assurance required. Let me hand over to Uchewe Board, no, DG. Can we proceed with this presentation for the purposes of preparation?
Thank you, Chair, and honorable members. I just want to place one or two things on record, Chair. First of all, to say that you are absolutely correct that this meeting is not a new meeting, it's a continuation, and that indication of a continuation was made at the last meeting. And I remember that you gave us signals as to how to respond, I think, to some of the issues that you were raising in the committee and how we should prepare ourselves. And immediately after that meeting, I took it upon myself to inform, I think, the group here at ESCOM that there is a particular way in which members of SCOPA wants us to address questions that we are supposed to address, and that must be prepared in accordance with your requirements. And that's a long time ago. So, you know, one assumes that you work on trust, and therefore I find it totally unacceptable that at this late stage, I think we were unable actually to respond in accordance to what you requested us to do so long ago. That's the first point. The second point is, I run the board of ESCOM, and I insist that I receive documents at least 7 days before. I wouldn't expect that less of other people that I expect to apply their mind in a responsible manner, such as Parliament and a parliamentary committee such as yourself. So just on those two issues, I want to apologize that I will do my best to ensure that this never happens. As they say, you can run a riot act, but I'm actually angry that we have not been able to meet the deadline that was given to us so long ago. I'm not proud of it. I don't know where it went wrong, but I'm sorry that it happened, and I'll make sure that it doesn't happen again, because I try to make sure that we cover up all these issues that we are now discussing. As you say, they are sort of like 101 courses or something like that, even below 101 courses. We shouldn't be discussing this at this point in a large organization such as ESCOM that has got so much responsibility, I think, to the country. That's my contribution. But I don't think at this point, I would suggest that we postpone the meeting, we get our ducks in a row, and have a proper meeting that is authentic, where people have applied their minds, have prepared properly, and I think we all are on the same page. Thank you again.
DG, can we get a response to whether we can proceed with this present? I'm not sure if we got it.
Yes, I got a question, Chair. Yes, we can confirm, Chair, that this is the report that will be the basis for the future discussion.
All right. DM?
No, thank you very much, Chair. Well, the question of the report has been disposed. I was going to talk to it. And I think really in the course, perhaps being frantic, it could have been rather a miscommunication to have indicated that the report hasn't been approved. For submitting it would then have been malicious. But I think let's put that to rest. The report as submitted should be the one that will serve as a basis. Secondly, Chair, I really do want to add in expressing an apology to the Honourable Committee. I do align myself with the comments you have largely made to express the disgust, as well as really that we don't appear to be trying to subvert accountability. I think we are together with the committee in that we are of the same mind that accountability by all means has got to be enforced. We do have a few things I think we need to improve. I don't think it's a difficult thing to do, as the chair of the board is saying. I think we just need to get our ducks in a row properly, and we've got to just prevail over our administrative leadership to ensure that we don't embarrass ourselves like we did here today. And again, I think insofar as the legal issues pertaining to this, I think we have to look to refining that, polish it such that it does not frustrate. I'm sure honourable members would expect of us to have had sight of reports that come before Parliament and satisfy ourselves to the extent they relate, they reflect the reality as we know it, as it is our constant work to oversee the entity concerned. And that, but in doing so, it should not serve to frustrate the very purpose that the accounting authority, as far as ESCOM is concerned, is the board. And to the extent the board gives a thumbs up to the report, that's the report that really would be considered in terms of the PFMA, et cetera. But I think the internal matters, Chair, we will look at. And once again, profusely, we wish to tender an apology to the Honourable Committee. Thank you.
Right. Thank you very much to everyone. Colleagues, I think you are fine. We will take up all those other matters. May I request that we be finished with that shareholder agreement, shareholder compact, so that we can deal with the nitty-gritties of due process, and to borrow the term of the chair of the board, the triangulation issues. So that there is clarity on this matter and to enable us and the presiding officers
to make a determination as to whether the locus standi of that arrangement for the purposes of Parliament is correct. So that we dispense with that matter once and for all. So that there's clarity on it. So Honourable Lees, thanks for bringing that one up. I think it is important that we finalize on that matter as well. If we can clear, I don't think that it should be too difficult for us to get that. If we can get it by end of business today to enable our planning as well, because it's a document that just needs retrieving, and we get it and we proceed with it. Suffice it to say that we are of the view that there is no need for us to be party to processes which compromise us. And the repeat episodes tend us to a direction to say that we would want direct communication. And then it just ends there. So I think there's that matter. So if we can get that by the end of today, that will be great. And then the honorable colleagues who are responsible for ESCOM, what we will do is you will caucus amongst yourselves on the time as to when you think is possible for you to be ready, and then we will communicate a date consistent with that, because ESCOM is already familiar with the document and the department has confirmed that it's a document we can proceed with. And then, so there shouldn't be much of a long time before we meet. And I can assure you that whether Concord grants us to proceed with local government elections or not, if it means having a special meeting to dispense with this long-standing matter of ESCOM, I will make that application to the presiding officers. So it's not a matter that's going to wait until after the elections. We will make that sacrifice of that one day of the campaign trail and come and deal with this matter. That's how serious it is. Because what we cannot do is allow accountability to and oversight to jump on a runaway train of malicious compliance and all sorts of other things. Bottom line is compliance is a governance matter. That's that. Including but not limited to parliamentary compliance. So I think, colleagues, we can leave it at that.
What's your prayer, Chair?
Baba?
What is your prayer?
Umthandazo wami is that mabakubone ukukhanya. Mabakubone ukukhanya.
No, we spoke about the constitutional court things and so forth. So I thought that was your prayer.
My prayer is that we proceed. Buya lap. All right. Colleagues, tomorrow we're meeting with the SIU. On an update, I think the documentation has circulated to all members. So tomorrow's they also have a very voluminous presentation. I think it's 100 and something pages as well. So colleagues, tomorrow, and we're starting at 9 tomorrow, colleagues, not 9:30, because we still need to dispense with the matter related to Department of Higher Education, Training, Science and Innovation, and SIU. So tomorrow we're starting at 9 and not at 9:30 as is usual. On that note, let me take this opportunity to thank you, colleagues. And we are having an early day we had not budgeted for. May you use the time productively and read the SIU presentation. So it helps in that regard. Read the SIU presentation. All right, colleagues. DM, siyabulela kwakhona. Chairperson, siyabonga. DG, thank you very much. And all other officials from our stakeholders, National Treasury, SIU, in AG. And thank you very much, colleagues. The meeting stands adjourned and we'll